Okay, here you are at the electrical wiring page of asktheelectrician.com. And this is the most common electrical wire that is used for household circuits, electrical cable. One of the trade names is Romex. A while back, they switched over to the electrical code that shows that the 14-gauge Romex or cable, non-metallic cable, is white in color. The yellow is the 20-amp rated wire, number 12-gauge. Again, the white is 14-gauge, 15-amp. Yellow is 12-gauge, 20-amp. Orange is 10-gauge, 30-amp. And then it goes on with up here. This doesn't really fall into that nomenclature, but these are for the larger circuits. For could be a smaller air conditioner, it could be for an oven, could be for, yeah, it just depends. You really have to size things accordingly to this, the equipment that's going to be installed when it comes to the larger devices, so that you get the right wire gauge and type. And a lot of it has to do with the insulation. Well, it definitely has to do with the wire gauge and the insulation type, so that it can withstand the heat from the electrical circuit, the current flow that's going to be going through the wire. You don't want the wire to overheat, because that's what causes fires. And so you don't mix wire gauges in a circuit, okay? I've seen this happen so many times, and it's just not the right thing to do. If an electrician provides a branch, he branches off of an existing circuit with he wants to install another outlet or some receptacle onto an existing circuit, you always go with the same size wire. So if it's number 14, you continue on with number 14. If it's number 12, you continue on with number 12. And then scrolling down the page, there's the wire connectors. One of the trade names is wire nuts. We just call them wire nuts. It's a because they screw on, kind of like a bolt and a nut situation, and it's a great tight fit. It's always good to twist your connectors, or twist your connections with your wires, stripping the insulation back, twisting together, trimming them off, and then screwing that wire connector down really good and snug. You don't want a loose connection at all. Some people just slap the wires together and then twist the connector on. That works. I twist my wires. I hardly ever put a wire connector on that where the wires are not twisted. You don't want to overdo it, okay? It's a method. You get used to it. You understand how to treat the wire gauge that you're working with and what is the best thing to do. But twisting definitely brings them together, makes a nice little bond, and then the wire nut just keeps it all together for you. Some of the bonding devices that are used for grounds, I've got the ground clip in there, but I really don't like those darn things because they loosen up. Green grounding screw is fantastic. Using that in the provided threaded ground in metal boxes is fantastic. Crimp sleeves are great for bonding your more than one of your solid wires together, and then twisting that connection as well with your lineman pliers. But anyway, this page gives a pretty good rundown. There's the table in here for different wire gauges for wire sizes, and you'll see that it's actually showing that the number 14 wire is good for 20 amps and on. You know, it's just a rule of thumb that when we're wiring a house, we use number 14 for 15 amp wire, 14 gauge wire, 14 gauge Romex non-metallic cable for 15 amp circuits, number 12 for 20 amp circuits, and number 10 for 30 amp circuits, and on and on and on. I've done work in the Philippines, and they stretch it. They go with 20 amps on the number 14 and 30 amps on the number 12. And yes, you can get away with that depending on how long your run is, the circuit wiring itself. So it's just a rule of thumb, especially here in the States where we're using number 14 wire for 15 amp circuits, This is copper, of course, that I'm talking about. You can't get number 14 wire in aluminum anyway, thank goodness. But anyway, that's the wire page. There's more about electrical wire in the electrical code section. So I hope that gives you a good introduction about this page. Okie dokie, enjoy.